I regret that I'm not able to be personally present at the launch of the Chumash Masoras HaRav Sefer Bamidbar, the New Earth edition. But this is indeed a wonderful event to celebrate the publication of the fourth in this series of commentary of the Rav on Chumash. This is the New Earth edition. I want to first poskim b'chvod achsanya, thank the Lander College for hosting this event. It's appropriate because Rabbi Lander, who was the founder of Touro and Lander College, was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and when the Rav first came to America, he was one of the first friends that he made, and they forged a lifelong friendship. I want to thank Dr. Arnold Lustiger, who was the editor of this volume of the commentary, and he brilliantly culled from innumerable sources this extraordinary commentary from the Rav. I want to thank Rabbi Simon Posner, the executive editor of OU Press, who worked so carefully to put everything together in terms of the manuscript with the help of Yocheved Goldberg and Rabbi Eli Krakowski of OU Press. Eli's and Yocheved's work carefully reviewing the manuscript really enhanced the ultimate product. And I want to thank Mr. Julius Berman, who is the chairman of OU Press Commission. We've just celebrated Yom Yerushalayim, celebrating the extraordinarily important historical event of the reunification of Yerushalayim. And I think, therefore, it's appropriate to say something from the Rav about Yerushalayim. This is something I heard from him, and I think it's just a very wonderful insight. We know that the Rambam's opinion is that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael came in two phases. The first phase was the conquest of the land through Yehoshua. But the Rambam's opinion is that that first commonwealth, that Kedusha, ultimately evaporated when the land was conquered by our enemies, by Nebuchadnezzar. One conquest, the Rambam says, can cancel another one. And that which precipitated the Kedusha initially was through the conquest of Yehoshua. And even once the land was taken away from us, the Kedusha evaporated. However, the Rambam says, when 70 years later, Ezra came and resettled the land and built the base of Migdash, that Kedusha Shnia, that Kedusha is forever and can never be canceled. Kitchel Ashaita v'kitchel Asadlava. And then the Rambam Hilchas Beis Abchira, and Perek Vav from Beis Abchira tells us that the Kedusha of that was precipitated when the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo, that Kedusha is forever. The Ram says in Perek Vav of Hechos Beis Abchira Halach Yudalid, B'Kedusha Rishon Shekit Shel Shlomo Shu Kiddush HaZov of Yerushalayim L'Shaitin V'Kitchen La'asad Lavo. Lefikach makrivin hakabonos kulam afa b'she'en shem bayis bonoi. The Rambam says, since the Kedusha is eternal, therefore even today, if we had all the criterion available, the Kohanim and so on, it would be possible to be makriv kabonos to this, even today, even after the base of Magdash was destroyed. V'afa b'she'chareve v'enu mukefes mechitza v'ochlem kotshem kal ma'isa shen b'chol Yerushalayim that even today, if a korban would be offered, that we could eat it, even though the walls of Jerusalem and the walls of the Beis Hamikdash have fallen down and they're not intact anymore. Nonetheless, the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash and the Azara are still in place, and we could even offer korbanos, assuming we'd build a mizbeach and have the proper kohanim and so on, and eat the korbanos in this area. And the Ram goes on to explain why is it the lama in halachat hasayin. By the way, the Ravid disagrees with this position, and the Ravid is of the opinion that since the base of Magdash is chorav was destroyed, so its kedusha was also canceled. That's the simple reading of the Ravid. Others say that the Ravid all means that there's no Issa Koros entering in the Mokum HaMikdash. But others interpret the simple reason is that the Ravid on this point says that the Beis HaMikdash is, the Kedusha is dependent on the Mechitzas being intact. And since the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Mechitzas have been destroyed, the walls of the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, therefore the Kedusha is canceled. However, the Rambam argues, and we generally accept the Rambam's opinion as being normative in this issue, and therefore one is forbidden to enter into the place of the Beis HaMikdash if he's Tamei, and therefore people should be extremely careful not to enter into those, into the areas of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rav himself was of the opinion, he was extremely forceful about this, that people should not enter onto the Har HaBayis because the potential of walking into areas that are not permitted, and also the possibility, if they're Tamei, just in terms of public policy generally, that therefore people should not walk on the Har HaBayis. However, the Rambam continues and explains, V'lamani omer b'miktish Yerushalayim kedusha rishoni kitchel lasid lavo. Why do I say that by Yerushalayim, that the first kedusha is still intact, as opposed to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which the Rambam argues that the first kedusha was cancelled. So the Rambam goes on to explain, kedusha shav Eretz Yisrael l'inyan shvius u'maisek yosven lo kitchel lasid lavo. The Shechina ain't a betela. The Ram says because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash is because the Shechina dwells in Yerushalayim and in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechina can never be driven away. And the Ram quotes the Pasuk Vashimosias Mikdashechem, which is interesting. The Rav pointed out the Mishnah in Megillah quotes that Pasuk to tell us that the Beis HaKnesses, even if it was destroyed, one is not allowed to do certain things which would denigrate the status of the Beis HaKnesses, even in its desolate state, because also quoting this pasuk, apparently we see that the kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is also has a kedusha of Shechina, and Shechina therefore can never be driven away. So therefore, the initial kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is not a function of Shechina per se, that kedusha could be cancelled by a subsequent kedusha, a subsequent conquest of our enemies. Then the Ram continues, V'kevin she'ola Ezra v'kitcha, lo kitcha b'kibush, but when Ezra came, he settled the land at the forbearance and the permission of the Persian kings. El b'chazaka shechshikuba lefikach kamakam shechshikuba olibava v'niskadish b'kedushas Ezra ashnia hu mekudesh hayom va'afapi shenilka cha'aretz mimenu v'chay b'shvius u'memaisa aderech shbiyanu b'hilchas trumas. So the Ram says, however, Ezra, when he came and he didn't conquer the land, he simply settled the land at the forbearance and permission of foreign kings, and therefore, since it wasn't through conquest but through chazaka, so therefore that kedusha kitchel shaita v'kitchel shalavo continues forever. So the obvious question, which the Kesher Mishnah asked, but if the kedusha shni was through chazaka, but that kedusha should also be canceled. After all, the chazaka ultimately was also canceled when the land was ultimately conquered by Rome. So why is that kedusha still intact? So the Rav explained very beautifully. He said, you know, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is in the first perek in Kalim, tells us that Esa kedusha him. The Mishnah lists a whole hierarchy of kedusha in terms of Beis HaMikdash, from beginning with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael mekudoshes mikol haratzos, shmevim mimenu omer ushte halechem ubikurim. And therefore that kedusha is the fundamental kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then it continues in a hierarchy in the Mishnah till we reach the ultimate kedusha of the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Sanctum Sanctorum. But this kedusha, the Mishnah first says this kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, and then this kedusha of Batei Avachoma. Beyond that is the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Beyond that is the kedusha of the Chil. beyond that is the Kedusha of the Azara, and continues. There are 10 degrees of Kedusha in this hierarchy. So what's strange in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah begins with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Mekudashim Kol Haratzos, it mentions Bikurim. But it doesn't mention Trumas and Maisris or Shvius that applies in Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Goyim, noticing this, takes out Bikurim. But the Rav explained we see from this Mishnah that Eretz Yisrael has two kinds of Kedusha. One Kedusha is the fundamental Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which generates the obligation to bring Trumas and Maisris, the Kedusha Saaretz. But there's another Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That Kedusha is its link to the base of Mikdash, that there's a derivative Kedusha of Mikdash that spreads not only to the Har HaBayis and to Yerushalayim, or Batei Or HaChomer, which is the status of Machane Yisrael, but throughout the land of Israel, throughout Eretz Yisrael. And that Kedusha of Mikdash is relates to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is demonstrated by these halachas, namely Omer Shtehalechem in Bikurim, which require Havos Makom, bringing the Omer is offer the barley that was harvested from the land of Israel, and Shtehalechem that was brought ultimately to the base of Mikdash, and the Bikurim which were brought to the base of Mikdash. Those were a function, not of the general Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but the Kedusha of Mikdash, which spreads throughout Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when Yeshua conquered the land, says the Rambam, his conquest, his Kedusha was through Kibush. There wasn't yet a Mikdash. So it was simply the general Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which obligates in Trumas and Maisris. However, when Ezra came, he didn't come with any armies. But he began first by building the base of Mikdash and settling the epicenter of the ultimate settlement of land of Ezra's time was Yerushalayim and the base of Mikdash. And therefore, says the Rav, when the Rambam says Chazakah, he doesn't mean simply settling the land. By settling the land, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the base of Mikdash, that Kedusha spread throughout the land. And therefore, the derivative Kedusha of Mikdash, which obligates, as I said, in Bikurim and so on, which is a Kedusha which is mentioned in the Mishnah and Kalim, that Kedusha, the Rambam says, which he calls Chazaka, that Kedusha is eternal, because it's also derivative of Kedusha's Mikdash, which is eternal, and therefore that Kedusha can never be cancelled. And therefore, when he says Chazaka, he means not simply settling the land, but settling the land using the medium of Mikdash, which Ezra built. And that Kedusha is forever. Once again, we're very, very happy to be here to celebrate this wonderful achievement of the publication of the Masoros HaRav Chumash. Once again, I thank Steve and Natalie Neuwirth, who are the primary sponsors and benefactors of this important project. And I know it's so significant to Steve, because this is an opportunity to promote the Rav's Torah to a much, much larger audience. And we at the OU Press are very proud of Sefer Bamidbar and the other Svarim, and look forward in a year from now to the culmination of this project with the publication of Sefer Devarim. Thank you.